Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's time for a staycation setup. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Let's all say good morning to Eric and Arcadia.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, Eric, what's going on with, is it Jennifer?
Yeah, it's Jennifer.
So, what's going on? Is it your girlfriend?
Yeah, this is my girl.
Okay.
I just kind of don't know what to think. So, we've been together for like 8 months.
Okay.
And we just signed like a new lease so we can move in together here pretty soon. The only thing is, well, it's a couple things. Number one, I mean, not a single person in my life likes her at all.
Uh-oh.
Like, no, you know, no mom, no dad, no friends.
Why?
I mean, I don't see it. She's always good to me. As far as I'm concerned, she treats me like $1 million.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe it's something I don't see, but I think she might be cheating on me. You know, I need to get to the bottom of this.
If it's just that nobody in your life cares for her, is that the only thing you're concerned about as far as her cheating on you?
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, as far as I know, she treats me good. She's way out of my league.
Aww.
But, I mean, she makes me happy. And,
what do you mean she's out of your league?
She's fine.
She's fine.
I mean, she looks good. And,
okay.
You know, I mean, that's...
Get your hand out of your pocket. I don't know what's going on right now, but...
Yeah, but again, I just want to make sure, if everything is so good in the relationship, we're here for the staycation setup. This is what we do to help out with our listeners, see if there is something going on in your relationship. So why are you concerned about your girlfriend cheating on you?
Well, it's like was the day after Valentine's Day, and my boy was at Fry's in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent me this picture. It looks like Jennifer is holding hands with some other dude. Mm. And the thing is, they got their backs to the camera, so I can't really confirm that it's her. But,
okay.
You know, she's got long brown hair, and it looks like she's got one of my hoodies on. I got one of those H&M hoodies.
Is there anything distinct about her, like a tattoo or?
Like I said, she's got that hoodie. And, you know, I know the other day, Jennifer took one just like that, you know, out of my closet. And I don't know what to think.
Wait, so that's your hoodie that she was wearing?
Yeah.
Shady. Wow. Mm.
My wife better never cheat on me wearing my clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Certain levels of disrespect.
Okay, but we don't know what's happening. So have you talked to Jennifer about this?
Well, yeah. I asked her what she was doing that day after Valentine's Day, and she said she was home all day.
Okay.
It just plants that seed in my brain. I don't know what to do. I want to believe her, but it scares me at the same time.
It's totally understandable. I know you said this was right after Valentine's Day. Were you guys together on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I mean, we did the whole nine the night before. I mean...
Well, hopefully this is an innocent thing where it's not her. I mean, I know H&M's kind of a popular store, but we will find out for you. Question, though, if it's not so innocent and she is cheating on you, are you still going to want to move in with her?
No. That's it. I'm done.
Have you done the boxer test?
That doesn't...
What?
Oh, never mind.
Makes sense.
Doesn't work for him, right?
Oh, my God.
You know what we're going to do? Listen, Eric. We're going to call her up, offer her the free staycation, see who she wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully, she says your name. If not, at that point, you could break up with her live on the radio waves, and we're not going to encourage you to break up with her. If you want to give her a chance, you think about that. We got counselors on standby.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
That'll work.
I got that staycation set up. That's up next with your morning mess. Okay, so we're back, staycation set up. We spoke to Eric moments ago, who thinks his girlfriend is cheating on him. I guess she was spotted out at the market in Scottsdale. And did they just tell you what she was wearing, or they took a picture of her again?
No, they took a picture of her with some other guy, or what appeared to be her with some other guy.
And you're sure she was wearing your hoodie?
For real, that was my hoodie. It's got a little tiny stain on the back from like bleach I accidentally poured on it.
And in this picture, let's talk about the guy a little bit. Is this a guy that you recognize that you might know?
Well, she's got an ex-boyfriend. this guy, you know, who kind of, I just want this dude to be gone. I mean, I just happen to see him around places, you know, a little bit too often than not.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure that he's gone. I want to make sure that whole thing's over. And it's just me and her.
And how long have you guys been together?
8 months.
Wow. Okay.
We're here. You won't know until you know. So we're going to call her up in just a second, offer her a free romantic weekend stay, and see who she picks as her guest. Are you ready for this, Eric?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Jennifer?
This is her.
Hi, Jennifer. My name is Jonathan, and I'm with the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So we're going to be putting you up in our penthouse suite. We're also going to be accompanying that with a honeymoon package, and I'm calling just to confirm the details with you and congratulate you on your winning.
Where is this? Like, what location?
This is a new location in the valley here. We've actually opened up in the North Scottsdale area. And so we were looking to invite some people over here, specifically locals, review your experience there so we can build our presence online.
And it could be any kind of review. I don't have to have like a positive review, like anything.
It can be any review. We have a 30-day limit on when we would like to see that up, but you can honestly review us however you experience it.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
So, Jennifer, now that I have your okay, let's go over this reservation here. We leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. Now, with this romantic weekend stay, I can put a generic message in there, or maybe if you have something more personal, I can jot that down. Just let me know which option you'd like.
How about, there's no one I would rather stay home with.
Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need to get your guest of honor's name.
Thomas.
You're still with your ex-boyfriend?
Jenny, we have to let you know you're actually live on the radio right now. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Oh, my God.
And that's Eric on the line. He called the show thinking you might still be seeing the ex, and obviously
that's you are.
Yeah.
Are you serious? We just signed a lease.
Babe, I'm serious about us moving in together, okay? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what these guys are talking about. We are meant to be, okay? Like,
I don't want
to. You meant to be pregnant. I know who the dad is. That's what you meant to be. We've seen this happen too many times. How long you been messing with the ex?
I don't have to answer any of your questions, okay?
So where were you last Friday then? Where were you last Friday?
I told you. I was at work. I already told you.
You said you were home. You said you were home all day.
Busted.
Get your lies together, girl.
No, I was working from home. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Working from home.
You know what? That's it. That's it. We're done. I'm calling the leasing office, okay?
Eric, ask for your sweater back.
Oh, my God. Can you not?
Yeah, give me my sweater back.
Give the sweater back.
I'm coming over, Eric.
No. You know what? Don't bother coming over.
I'm coming over.
He hung up.
Oh.
So, Jennifer, don't go over. I mean,
no. Obviously,
you've been caught up. What's this guy's name she's been messing with? Thomas Rhodes? What's his name?
Oh, my God.
Thomas.
Well, it is Thomas.
Thomas. You and Thomas. I don't know. Why did you guys break up in the first place?
Me and Thomas just broke up. We just went our separate ways. We're just friends.
Clearly, you didn't.
You can be friends with your ex, okay?
Yes, you can, but you should not be lying. You were obviously at the market with him last week. There's a picture to prove it. Then you said you were at work. Then you said you were at home. Then you said you were working for him. Come on, baby girl.
I don't have to hear this.
You're going to have to listen to this. Eric seems like a good guy. Why don't you just tell him it's not working out? If you want to be back with your ex, be back with your ex.
Right.
No, I love Eric.
That's not how you treat someone you love.
Girl.
True. I think you love his hoodies he wear because you took his hoodie, but you took your ex back. So
kind of looks like you're using Eric to have a place to live because you're moving in together, because that kind of seems like the only thing you care about. As soon as he said he was breaking that lease, that's when you were like, oh, no, but I love you. Girl, I don't think that's what you love.
I don't have to take any of this.
You don't have to take any of Thomas either.
Okay.
But you're taking all that in.
You are absolutely right. You don't have to talk to us anymore. You probably got a lot of things that you need to clean up.
Mm-hmm. Like our chonies.
We have counseling services that we can offer for you. I would highly recommend it because I don't know why you thought you could treat Eric this way, but it's not right. Carly can help you out with that, but girl, you also need to get help finding a new place.
Wow, thanks for ruining lives today, guys.
Stop. Come on. Hold on right there. If you want to give her counseling services, go ahead, Anisha. I'm not even dealing with this girl anymore.
She clearly needs help.
She needs help with directions to Planned Parenthood. That's what she needs.
Okay.
Well, maybe that's why that guy was holding her hand, just guiding her to Planned Parenthood.
You guys are awful. I'm going to go talk to her.